Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
All right. Good evening to everyone.
Amen.
Do we have a beautiful day or what today?
Or what?
It was a beautiful day. I even ran into Bill Porter in Walmart. He said, "You got a good one for us today?" I like, the Lord got something good for you. Well, I'm always excited to see what the Lord has for us. You hear what I say? For us. I need this just as much as anybody else. So we're going to look at something tonight that I think will help you in your Christian journey. So if you would stand with me, we're going to look at one verse. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. This should encourage you. Are we there? It says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for this privilege and opportunity that we can come and hear from you tonight. My prayer, Lord, is that we decrease and you increase. And our prayer is, Lord God, that we not just be hearers only of your word, but help us to be doers as well. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many people ever heard of an Etch-a-Sketch? Whoa! That was one of my favorite toys there, I tell you. You could just turn those little knobs and that little white thing moves all over the place, leaving a trail, and then you're like, "I don't like it," and then shake it. Why did we shake it?
To start over.
It did not meet our what? Standards. Well, that's what our society is today. Our society is shaped based on the moral senses of our society. And when they don't like what God says, they shake it. But God wants us to hold true to His standards. You know, we were talking about the shooting in the schools. Well, if you really look at history, you'll find out that once they took prayer out of school, things start happening. What had happened was they had changed their standards. The standards were the Word of God. Satan came rushing into these schools, and we as a society changed our standards. We said, "Hey, maybe they have a point." But this scripture tonight, I want to encourage you with this scripture and give you a few points here. The first point here, it says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood." Well, two words I want you to take a look at there is "when" and "shall." If you study the Bible, you know that when it says "when" and "shall," that means it's going to happen. Is that right? It says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood." Whenever you are following Jesus Christ, you must expect enemy attacks. Is that right?
Yes.
If He tells you to put on the armor of God, it is not just for a uniform to walk around with. He has given you that to be prepared for the battle.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.